Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's role in the Underground Railroad. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This month, we're exploring stories of Black excellence throughout Ohio history. Today, we go inside the Cozad Bates House in Cleveland, one of a number of structures in Ohio commemorating the state's role in the Underground Railroad. Ohio Newsroom student storyteller Isabella Stokes has more on how the house both connects Ohioans to a century-old struggle for freedom and inspires us to work toward a more just future.
If you've ever paid a visit to University Circle in Cleveland, you may have noticed the Cozad Bates House. It's the only pre-Civil War structure in the area.
Welcome to the Cozad Bates House. My name's Kevin Cronin. I'm a volunteer here, and I'm glad you're here.
Cronin took me on a tour of the house, which was constructed in 1853 and served as a way station for enslaved people who were fleeing towards freedom in Canada. The Cozad Bates House was a place of refuge on the journey, part of the Underground Railroad. The small house is now a two-room museum with an intimate atmosphere and packed with a wealth of history. The walls are adorned with stories of notable abolitionists who lived and worked in Cleveland. It stands as a modest yet profound testament to the city's pivotal role in the abolitionist movement.
Driven by people that had fervent belief in the idea that slavery was wrong for America and that they deserved an opportunity to be free.
Among them, Quakers, members of the Black Church, and others from the free Black community in Ohio. They were breaking the law, so they had to be inconspicuous. It's why they use code names for different routes and destinations. Cronin tells me Canada was called Praise the Lord, and Cleveland was called Hope.
Hope to Praise the Lord may be a short distance, but it was also a dangerous trip because there were slave catchers everywhere.
Slavery was the law of the land, and the whole Underground Railroad was nothing but a resistance movement.
That's Woody Keon, president of the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center in Cincinnati.
Not only the enslaved people who were trying to escape were at risk, but the people who were helping them. If you got caught helping an enslaved person trying to find freedom, you would put your family, yourself, and others at great risk.
Ohio played a prominent role in bringing about the end of slavery, says Judson Jeffries. He's a history professor at The Ohio State University and expert in Africana studies.
You can't talk about the abolitionist movement in the United States of America without featuring the city of Cleveland and the state of Ohio.
Jeffries says abolitionists would come to Ohio to be trained on how to safely harbor enslaved people who had escaped and help them on their journey north. They'd go to Oberlin, Cincinnati, and Cleveland, to places like the Cozad Bates House. He says it's so important to remember this history, and one way to do that is by preserving the very spaces where history was made.
It's one thing to actually teach people about this kind of history from a book. It's entirely another thing to have them tour a building, have them see an edifice in person and be able to touch it. It's almost like a rich spiritual exercise that you can't get from just reading books.
It's why the nonprofit Restore Hope Cleveland went to great lengths to save the Cozad Bates House when a proposal was made in 2006 to tear it down and construct a hospital parking lot. The organization raised money for a complete renovation, not only preserving the physical structure, but also ensuring that the stories of strength, resilience, and resistance during a time of subjugation would be remembered. By maintaining these artifacts, they honor the courageous efforts of those who fought for freedom, enduring hardship and injustice with an unyielding will to change the system, a fight that echoes through history. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Isabella Stokes.
The series is funded in part by the America 250 Ohio Commission. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.